Miriam, I think a lot of nonprofits are holding events virtually these days, but I think yours is one that's going to thrive because it's so visual and compelling to watch.
I would have to agree with you with that. I am really excited about this opportunity for people to see us in a new way and people who don't know about us. You know, we have a following of over 20,000 people who come to our fair every year. Now they get to see things online as well as share our wonderful website and our wonderful talented artists with all their friends and family to see.
Sure. Now, when did the league decide to take the virtual route, and what are a few of the challenges that you faced putting this year's fair together?
Well, we actually waited to the very last minute. I would say May is when we finally made our decision. We are such an important travel event for this state. You know, we bring in so much tourism that we were working with the state to see if there was any option to produce this. And reluctantly, we had to make the shift in May. And then we had to say to our members, okay, we've done this. And from June and July on, you need to update your websites and beef up your social media presence, because that's what it's going to take to make this a success.
Ah, very good point. And along those lines, Miriam, what was the enthusiasm level once it kind of sank in that they were not going to be coming up to the Mount Sunapee Resort this year?
Well, change is hard, Mike.
Yes, true.
So we had to do a little bit of encouragement and selling, and I'm grateful to some of our members. We have a membership of over 700 people, and so not all participate in the fair, but normally we have about 350, 200 booth holders and another 150 people who participate in the fair. And so in total, we now have about 145 members who've decided to actually have a space in this virtual fair. So we had to train them, and we had some other members set up times to meet with them and train them on how to do social media, how to do website builds. To my great delight, they've all responded, and I'm really excited for the individuals who are participating as well as the organization, because we've needed this engagement for a long time. We have about 75 people who are participating in an exhibition called Art, Craft, and Design, and that's actually a live event that we're doing at headquarters as well as a virtual event. We'll be able to sell that work online, and there'll be a virtual tour of that exhibition available as well on the website.
So I'm reading that you are only the second craftsperson to serve as the executive director in the league's nearly 90-year history. Are you going to have time to man your booth, or won't you have one this year? And what do you create, Miriam?
So I was one of the first felt makers in the country. I was known as the very tall hat lady because I'm a tall woman, and I made felt hats when no one else is making anything in felt, dating back to the 90s. So I have not been creating work for some time now. I have a lot of creativity in the job that I currently do as the executive director of the league, but I do miss my felt-making days now and then.
When I've attended, which has been many times, I always enjoyed talking with the artist to get the backstory, to see what their life is like. Is there any component to this year's virtual fair that will allow for that, or is it just not possible?
No, absolutely. Actually, Mike, what we're trying to do is recreate the live event in a virtual form. It would have been very easy for us just to put up people's websites and say, go shop. But we wanted to celebrate the experience of the live fair, but in a virtual form. So there'll be opportunities to have live communication with artists through their websites. We'll also have demonstrations that people can engage with, ask questions while it's going on, as well as some taped educational opportunities.
How about music? That's always been one of my favorite, that little tent with, you know, 30 or 40 chairs set up and the band playing. You doing that?
We are.
Excellent.
We're grateful to our musicians. They are going to be performing for us, and there's going to be a schedule on the website, but they're engaging as well. So, you know, and we're doing it for 9 days, so that really gives people the opportunity to check it out anytime, night and day, versus just the 10 to 5 model that we normally have to prescribe by.
All right, so there is a bit of an upside when we consider the sacrifices that are being made to get this off the ground. It starts Saturday. It goes for its, 10 days?
9 days, August 1st through the 9th.
All right, so give me a few tips on getting the most from this year's virtual fair.
Well, I would say take advantage of the opportunity to shop day and night, and not only shop, but to experience craft through all the demonstrations that we're creating. There's also some opportunities, if you have kids at home, to engage with some projects. We're actually bringing materials to our galleries and handing them out for free for parents to participate. It's going to be limited, but you can go to Nashua or you can go to Concord, and throughout the state you'll find our galleries having materials for kids to work with, and then they can see the class online and participate. I would also like to say this, that it is incredibly important that we support our artists, but also this organization. This is our 88th year. We hope to be out around another 88 years, but all creative cultural organizations are struggling at this time. Anyone with a presentation or performance element, and you can't bring people in, we're going to be the last to open up, and we were the first to close as far as, you know, bringing large crowds back.
So terrific.
We need your support.
Miriam Carter is Executive Director of League of New Hampshire Craftsmen. 87th Annual Craftsman's Fair starts Saturday online from the 1st through the 9th. Not at Mount Sunapee Resort this year, but coming to a computer terminal or phone near you.
Thank you. And please go to nhcrafts.org and you'll find out all about it.
And thank you for remembering to give that.
You're welcome. Thanks, Mike.